On Monday's front page, a grim sign the recession is having a lasting effect. Household incomes are lagging. Chinese households are paying the price for growth. We'll look at how Beijing favors state-run banks and companies over wage earners. And Texas Governor Rick Perry is trying to retool after several difficult weeks in the presidential campaign. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says household income declined more in the 2 years after the recession officially ended than during the recession itself. Economists declared the recession over in June of 2009. Since then, median household income has fallen 6.7%. During the recession, it fell only 3.2%. The figures come from two former Census Bureau officials. Times reporter Robert Pear says their findings help explain why people's attitudes about the economy have continued to sour. Last week, President Obama said the economic situation was an emergency. This week, the Senate will debate his jobs bill. It's unlikely to pass, but parts of the $447 billion package have a better chance. Chinese worker Wang Jiangping and his wife make $16,000 a year. That's double the national average, but they're worried because their nest egg is shrinking. China's economic system favors state-run banks over wage earners like the Wangs. The government keeps the interest rate on savings accounts artificially low, and it's not keeping pace with China's rising inflation. Times reporter David Barboza says it's not just China's problem. Economists say China needs to create a consumer class that can buy more products from outside China. But that's not happening. Consumer spending in China has actually dropped by about a third in the last 10 years. Also on Monday's front page, at least 19 people were killed in Egypt. A protest by Christians over the burning of a church led to rioting against the military. Coptic Christians say the military has failed to protect their places of worship. There's also anger that the military now plans to remain in power until well into 2014. In Cairo on Sunday, protesters began throwing rocks at security forces. Later, military vehicles mowed down some of the demonstrators. Texas Governor Rick Perry is re-examining his campaign for the Republican nomination. Times reporter Jeff Zeleny says he wants to correct shortcomings that plagued him in the first three debates. He also wants to capitalize on his strengths, including the $15 million he has in the bank and a record of job creation in Texas. It's been 10 years since anthrax killed five people and terrified the nation. Scientists still disagree on whether federal investigators got the right man. The FBI said Army microbiologist Bruce Ivins mailed the anthrax letters. It also said he concocted the deadly powder in his lab. But now a paper in a scientific journal has experts wondering if he had help or if he could have been innocent. The paper said chemicals in the anthrax spores pointed to manufacturing skill. That goes against federal reassurances that the germs in the envelopes were not terribly sophisticated. Times reporter Alyssa Gutman says middle schoolers are turning their lockers into more than a place to keep books. They're now design showcases. Look inside and you'll find miniature furry carpets and lamps that come on when the door opens. There's also magnetic wallpaper. The owner of a children's boutique in Little Rock, Arkansas, says demand for locker chandeliers had customers snatching and grabbing in the aisles. Inside Monday's Times, the vote in Poland is leading toward Prime Minister Donald Tusk. His centrist party jumped out to a 9-point lead over conservative rival Jarosław Kaczynski. Kaczynski had advocated a confrontational approach toward the European Union. Another party that supports gay rights, abortion, and some drug legalization appeared set to win a place in parliament for the first time. Thousands of Somalis packed a stadium to denounce the Shabab Islamist group that claimed responsibility for a truck bombing in Mogadishu. The bombing last week killed scores of people, many of them students waiting to check exam results. The Shabab announced in August that they were leaving Mogadishu and switching to guerrilla tactics. Monday's Times says Germany and France are close to a deal that would cushion European banks against a possible default by Greece. German Chancellor Angela Merkel met with French President Nicolas Sarkozy in Berlin. They didn't provide specifics on how much money they'll commit to recapitalizing banks, but they did promise they'd have what they called a comprehensive solution by the time leaders of the Group of 20 meet next month. In Detroit, the old rules of bargaining no longer apply. In recent weeks, the Auto Workers Union website crashed after officials unveiled new contracts with GM and Ford. The reason? So many workers were downloading the contracts. Some labor specialists also say social networking has provided a window into the negotiating process this year. Word about what's going on now reaches people who'd been left on the sidelines, including retirees. Big banks are one focus of the protest in the Wall Street area. Monday's Business Day section says the banks may be about to give frustrated investors more headaches. Banks are scheduled to begin reporting earnings this week. Third quarter revenue is expected to fall another 4%. That could make the banks even more determined to impose new charges on consumer accounts and rack up bigger profits from trading. That's pianist Roger Williams playing one of his hits. In the heyday of what some people call easy listening and other people call elevator music, Roger Williams recorded more than 100 albums. 7 of his singles made it onto the Billboard Top 40. Roger Williams died over the weekend. He was 87. That's our preview of Monday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. From our newsroom in New York, I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.